Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is part 4 of my series all about being British. If you haven't heard part 1, 2 or 3 yet, then you might want to go back and listen to those. It's a series all about, well, being British, the advantages, the disadvantages, and generally what life is like being a British person. Hopefully you find them quite interesting and you can compare how I live my life with how you live yours. So today's episode is all about cricket. Yes, a sport that you might not know much about. Well, hopefully today I'm going to explain that to you and how it affects me and British people in general. But before I talk about it, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I will be using in today's podcast. So let's start off with a phrasal verb, to tune in. To tune in. That is spelled T-U-N-E and then in, I-N. To tune in means to watch or listen to a radio or TV broadcast. To tune in. Next, to last. L-A-S-T. And this means to continue for a specified period of time. For example, the course lasts 6 months. Next, an adjective. Compelling. Compelling means evoking interest, attention, or admiration in a powerfully irresistible way. It was compelling. And the next word is very similar. Another adjective, gripping. If something is gripping, it firmly holds the attention or interest of the viewer or listener. It's another word for very exciting. Next, another adjective, nerve-wracking. If something is nerve-wracking, it makes you feel nervous. Next, an expression, twists and turns. If there are twists and turns, there are surprising changes. And finally, another expression, to come out on top. If you come out on top, you win a competition or possibly something like an argument. So those are the words and expressions that I want you to listen out for in today's podcast all about being British. This month, the Ashes start. You're probably thinking, what is the Ashes? Well, it's a series of cricket matches between England and Australia, which takes place every couple of years. It either takes place in England or in Australia. And this year, it's Australia's turn to host. It's the biggest rivalry in cricket, so people all over the country will be tuning in through the night to see if England can win the Ashes back. But unless you're from one of the Commonwealth countries, you probably won't know much about the sport. It's quite a strange sport. It's a bit like baseball, except the matches are much longer. It can last 5 days and still end up being a draw. The players have a break for lunch and for tea. And if it rains, the match has to stop. It can be unbelievably boring and yet also can be compelling. Take, for example, the final of the World Cup in 2019, which took place at the home of cricket, a stadium called Lord's in North London. England faced New Zealand. It was a gripping, nerve-wracking game with twists and turns, with England narrowly coming out on top. I always recommend people go to a cricket match at least once in their lives. It's such a fun day out, especially on a warm, sunny summer's day. You can buy a beer or get a bottle of champagne, sit in the sun with friends or family, and relax. And if you enjoy watching the cricket, well, that's a bonus. So what about you in your country? What's the most popular sport? Or is there a sport like cricket, which is maybe not the main sport of the country, but people love? So that's all for today's podcast about cricket. Maybe this podcast has started a beautiful relationship between you and cricket, or maybe not. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some English classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website. Just click the contact section. My website is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.